Head coach Amy Schell, it's been a great start for your team. 5-1 after the big win the other night at home, and a couple of days of practice. I know you talked about it after the ball game. Needed some practice to work in some things before a big weekend in the pre-Christmas schedule.
Yeah, we needed some practice, and we need a little bit of rest, too. I mean, there's a lot of games here in a very short period of time. So I think the girls are being troopers and really working through things.
Yeah, that three-day stretch going, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You have Sunday off, practice Monday. Probably didn't have your full squad. And I think you have reserve games, if I'm not mistaken, that day. And then play on Tuesday. I mean, it takes a lot out of you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit hard as far as, like, just the girls' mentality and stuff, making sure that their head's in the game and not thinking about their body. And I think that they did a pretty good job at that.
Things to work on the last couple of days of practice before we hit the game tonight with Kearney Catholic and Holdridge. Key things that we really got to get better at.
Yeah, we got to do better playing against the zone. We're pretty good against a man, I feel. But zone kind of slowed us down when Cozad played us. And same thing when we were up in Kansas when they started playing zone. And I wasn't really worried about it before we started because we have pretty good outside shooters. But then when mentally with it doesn't go in, the girls kind of play a mental game with themselves. So we just worked on that a little bit. Got a different zone offense in a little bit with the movement and making sure that we're crashing the boards a little bit more and putting ourselves in a better position for it.
One thing I think you and I talked about, impressed with the girls, is attacking the rim. When there's lanes, and there's plenty of lanes, you know, in a zone, they really, I think, Bricklin and Paige and others, they do a good job. If there's a lane, I'm going to the rim.
Yeah, that's what we focused on this summer, and that's what we worked on. Just get a little bit of drill drive in there and making sure we're switching between, you know, a couple different offenses depending on what we do, actually. So I think the girls, it took a little bit of time to get there, but throughout the summer, they just got a little bit better and better, and they're just getting better every time we practice. So that's good to see.
What about Kearney Catholic? I know you mentioned the other day that they don't have as much size as maybe they did last year, lost some starters, but Coach Petrie and they're coming off a big win the other day. They still got some pretty good kids you got to cover.
Oh, yeah. Their JV team last year was really good, and they still have some starters from last year back. Yeah, I think they lost two of their tall girls as far, and that's nice because we couldn't really match up with them in the years past. But I think we're about the same height this year, and they have a really good team.
Yep, and tonight and tomorrow, Holdridge and everything, and with what they bring to the table this year with the athletes they have coming back, it's tough back-to-back nights, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and I mean, we've had a tough week and tough couple of weeks, so the girls just need to put their head down, put it in the grind, and do what they know how to do.
The parents came out for the holiday tournament in Louisville. Of course, that's later on. Even that's after New Year's, but any surprise with who they paired you up with?
I was surprised we got paired up with Ralston, which is fine. I don't think Ralston's exceptionally good this year from what I see as far as the scores. But, of course, I haven't scouted him or anything because we're just focused on these games. But, you know, it's good to come back, you know, just a couple games off of break. It's kind of nice to maybe not have as hard a team the first time, but the next two teams are going to be really hard.
Yeah, Bob and I said the same thing. We were talking today when we saw the pairings that he was really surprised. He figured maybe Louisville, since they make the bracket, that's their tournament, they would pair Ralston up, but it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes you got to look at PowerPoints. And I don't know if they do it by – they might do it by PowerPoints and seed it first and fourth because that's what it kind of looks like to me. So I don't really know how they seed their bracket. I really thought we'd be playing Nebraska City. But whoever we play, I don't care. We just have to play our ball and make sure that we're really pushing the ball and making sure that we're taking the shots that we need to take.
And, hey, big weekend coming up. Boy, if you could finish 7-1 before Christmas break, you'd take that, wouldn't you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you know, I just want us to play well. You know, I think the girls are progressing, and we got to make sure that that's what we're focused on instead of the wins and losses. And when we do that, we seem to be a little bit more relaxed. When the girls are relaxed, they play a little bit better. So I'm just worried about making sure we progress and make sure that we actually do what we need to do to put ourselves in a winning position.